Are you a gig worker or self-employed? Womply has helped over 100,000 small businesses get a PPP stimulus loan and proudly serves more than 600,000 small businesses across America. Millions of self-employed workers may qualify for up to $41,000 in 100% forgivable loans. So, apply today. The program ends soon, and funds are limited. Apply now at womply.com/apply and see if you qualify for a PPP loan. womply.com/apply. That's womply.com/apply.
Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here. Sunday morning, what's going on? Well, there's new revelations in the Mark Shore's book. Mark Shore is a best-selling author who did the two Dorothy Kilgallen books that connected her to the JFK assassination. And Mark Shore, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm good, John. Thanks so much.
Now, you tell us that you have new revelations. Give all Americans an update of what's going on.
Well, in case they don't know who Dorothy was, you know, she was the, famous reporter in the 1965s, famous for What's My Line, the television show, covering the famous trials at the time, including the Jack Ruby trial, and wrote several articles about the JFK assassination and everything. Died mysteriously in 1965, and I've proven in both The Reporter Who Knew Too Much and Denial of Justice that she was murdered because she got too close to the truth about who orchestrated the JFK assassination. And so there was no investigation of her death, even though there was, a death scene. I've gotten Dr. Bodden, who's been on your program before, to admit that the diagnosis by the ME's office that she overdosed was wrong. Dr. Cyril Weck, I've used as an expert who believes she was murdered. And so I've been trying to get an investigation of her death for a long time. I contacted Commissioner Shea way back in February of last year, and I've been trying to put pressure on them. And boy, I was just amazed that about 2.5 weeks ago, a detective in the cold case squad named Philip Panzarella got in touch with me and said he was investigating Dorothy's death. And so I think we're making progress there. And if it's Commissioner Shea who ordered that to happen, then I owe him a vote of thanks.
I think all Americans want the truth. And maybe we'll finally get the truth. When is your new book going to come out?
Well, Collateral Damage, which connects Dorothy's death with Marilyn Monroe's and JFK's. You know, people don't realize, John, that they died within 40 months of each other. Marilyn in 62. JFK 63 and Marilyn and Dorothy in 65. It's called Collateral Damage. Comes out June the 1st. And there's new revelations in there, especially about the main suspect in Dorothy Kilgallen's death. And that's this Ron Pataki, who's still alive in Columbus, Ohio. And if you look at the 15-page letter that I sent to Detective Panzarella, it outlines again his complicity in Dorothy's death. He wrote a couple poems that basically include evidence that only the killer could know. He's admitted he was the last person to see her alive. I've found a primary source who says that Pataki got himself in trouble and went ahead and set up the kill of Dorothy and all that. So I've sent all that to the detective, and my hope now is that they'll have a thorough investigation of Dorothy's death and then really investigate this Pataki, who, unless he's investigated, I think he's going to get away with murder.
Wow. Well, I look forward to catching up again. Please give us a call when there's any conclusions.
I certainly will, John. Thank you. You've been a great supporter of mine, and I appreciate it.
Have a good weekend. This is John Katzmatidis, Katz Roundtable. We'll be right back.